The Catcher in the Rye. By J.D. Salinger. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Catcher in the Rye, written by J.D. Salinger, is a classic coming-of-age novel that follows the story of Holden Caulfield, a 16-year-old boy who has been expelled from his fourth school. Holden is a troubled teen who is struggling to find his place in the world. He is cynical and disillusioned with the world around him, and he is unable to connect with people his own age. He is also struggling with the death of his younger brother, Ali, which has left him feeling isolated and alone. The novel follows Holden as he embarks on a journey of self-discovery. He visits his old school, Pensy Prep, and then travels to New York City. In New York, he meets a variety of people, including a prostitute, a former teacher, and a young girl. Through these encounters, Holden begins to gain a better understanding of himself and the world around him. He also begins to realize that he is not as alone as he thought he was. The novel is narrated by Holden in a stream-of-consciousness style, which allows the reader to gain insight into his thoughts and feelings. Throughout the novel, Holden struggles with his own identity and his place in the world. He is searching for something to hold on to, something that will give his life meaning. In the end, Holden finds solace in the idea of being the catcher in the rye, a figure who stands on the edge of a cliff and catches children before they fall off. This idea gives Holden hope and a sense of purpose. The Catcher in the Rye is a timeless classic that has resonated with readers for decades. It is a coming-of-age story that explores themes of identity, alienation, and the search for meaning in life. Through Holden's journey, readers are able to gain insight into the struggles of adolescence and the importance of finding one's place in the world. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Holden Caulfield is a troubled teenager who is struggling to find his place in the world. Holden is a disaffected teenager who is struggling to find his place in the world and is unable to connect with the people around him. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel whole, but is unable to find it. Holden Caulfield is a troubled teenager who is struggling to find his place in the world. He is constantly questioning the world around him and is unable to make meaningful connections with the people he meets. He is searching for something to make him feel complete, but is unable to find it. Holden is a loner, often feeling isolated and misunderstood. He is unable to relate to his peers and is often seen as an outsider. He is constantly questioning the world around him and is unable to make sense of it. He is desperate to find something that will make him feel whole, but is unable to find it. Holden's struggles are reflective of the struggles of many teenagers. He is trying to make sense of the world around him and is unable to find his place in it. He is searching for something to make him feel complete, but is unable to find it. He is often seen as an outsider and is unable to make meaningful connections with the people he meets. Holden's struggles are a reflection of the struggles of many teenagers who are trying to find their place in the world. Main idea number 2. Holden's alienation from society is a major theme of the novel. Holden's alienation from society is a major theme of the novel, as he is unable to find a place where he feels he belongs. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel connected, but is unable to find it. Holden's alienation from society is a major theme of the novel. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel connected, but is unable to find it. He is unable to find a place where he feels he belongs, and is instead left feeling isolated and alone. He is constantly trying to find a way to fit in, but is unable to do so. He is constantly trying to find a way to make sense of the world around him, but is unable to do so. He is constantly trying to find a way to make sense of his own life, but is unable to do so. Holden's alienation from society is a reflection of his own inner turmoil. He is struggling to find his place in the world, and is unable to do so. He is struggling to make sense of the world around him, and is unable to do so. He is struggling to make sense of his own life, and is unable to do so. He is struggling to find a way to fit in, and is unable to do so. Holden's alienation from society is a reflection of his own inner struggle. He is trying to find a way to make sense of the world around him, and is unable to do so. He is trying to find a way to make sense of his own life, and is unable to do so. He is trying to find a way to fit in, and is unable to do so. He is trying to find a way to connect with the world around him, and is unable to do so. Holden's alienation from society is a major theme of the novel, and is a reflection of his own inner struggle. He is unable to find a place where he feels he belongs, and is instead left feeling isolated and alone. He is constantly trying to find a way to make sense of the world around him, and is unable to do so. He is constantly trying to find a way to make sense of his own life, and is unable to do so. He is constantly trying to find a way to fit in, and is unable to do so. Main idea number 3. Holden's journey of self-discovery is a major plot point. Holden's journey of self-discovery is a major plot point in the novel, as he attempts to find his place in the world and make sense of his life. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel complete, but is unable to find it. Holden's journey of self-discovery is a major plot point in the novel, The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. Throughout the novel, Holden is constantly searching for something to make him feel complete, but is unable to find it. He is struggling to find his place in the world and make sense of his life. He is constantly questioning his identity and his purpose in life, and is trying to figure out who he is and what he wants. Holden's journey of self-discovery is a difficult one, as he is constantly faced with difficult decisions and difficult emotions. He is often overwhelmed by the world around him and is struggling to make sense of it all. He is trying to find his place in the world and make sense of his life, but is unable to do so. He is constantly questioning himself and his decisions, and is trying to figure out what he wants and who he is. Holden's journey of self-discovery is a major plot point in the novel, as it is a journey of growth and understanding. He is trying to find his place in the world and make sense of his life, and is slowly learning more about himself and the world around him. He is learning to accept himself and his decisions, and is slowly finding his place in the world. Main idea number 4. Holden's relationships with other characters are important to the story. Holden's relationships with other characters are important to the story, as they help him to understand himself and his place in the world. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel accepted, but is unable to find it. Holden's relationships with other characters are essential to the story. Through his interactions with them, he is able to gain insight into himself and his place in the world. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel accepted, but is unable to find it. His relationships with other characters provide him with a sense of comfort and understanding, even if it is only temporary. Holden's relationships with his family, friends, and strangers are all important to the story. His interactions with them help him to understand his own feelings and emotions, as well as the feelings and emotions of those around him. He is able to gain a better understanding of himself and his place in the world through his relationships with others. Holden's relationships with other characters are important to the story because they provide him with a sense of comfort and understanding. Through his interactions with them, he is able to gain insight into himself and his place in the world. His relationships with other characters are essential to the story, as they help him to understand himself and his place in the world. Main idea number 5. Holden's mental health is a major theme of the novel. Holden's mental health is a major theme of the novel, as he struggles to cope with his feelings of alienation and loneliness. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel secure, but is unable to find it. Holden's mental health is a major theme of the novel. Throughout the story, Holden is struggling to cope with his feelings of alienation and loneliness. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel secure, but is unable to find it. He is often overwhelmed by his emotions, and his mental state is in a constant state of flux. He is unable to connect with the people around him, and his attempts to do so often end in failure. He is unable to find a sense of belonging, and his feelings of isolation and despair are palpable. Holden's mental health is a major theme of the novel, and it is clear that he is struggling to find a way to cope with his inner turmoil. Main idea number 6. Holden's use of language is an important part of the novel. Holden's use of language is an important part of the novel, as it reflects his inner turmoil and his struggles to make sense of the world around him. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel understood, but is unable to find it. Holden's use of language is an important part of the novel, as it reflects his inner turmoil and his struggles to make sense of the world around him. He often speaks in a sarcastic and cynical manner, which reflects his feelings of alienation and confusion. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel understood, but is unable to find it. His language is often filled with slang and colloquialisms, which further emphasizes his feelings of being an outsider. Holden's language is a reflection of his inner turmoil and his inability to connect with the world around him. Holden's language also serves as a way for him to express his emotions and thoughts. He often speaks in a stream-of-consciousness style, which allows him to express his innermost feelings without having to censor himself. His language is often filled with metaphors and similes, which further emphasize his feelings of alienation and confusion. Through his language, Holden is able to express his innermost thoughts and feelings, which allows the reader to gain a deeper understanding of his character. Holden's use of language is an important part of the novel, as it reflects his inner turmoil and his struggles to make sense of the world around him. His language is often filled with slang and colloquialisms, which further emphasizes his feelings of being an outsider. Through his language, Holden is able to express his innermost thoughts and feelings, which allows the reader to gain a deeper understanding of his character. Holden's language is an important part of the novel, as it serves as a window into his inner world and his struggles to make sense of the world around him. Main idea number 7. Holden's journey to New York City is a major plot point. Holden's journey to New York City is a major plot point in the novel, as he attempts to find a place where he can feel accepted and understood. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel at home, but is unable to find it. Holden's journey to New York City is a major plot point in the novel, The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. Holden is searching for a place where he can feel accepted and understood, but is unable to find it. He is constantly looking for something to make him feel at home, but is unable to find it. As he travels around New York City, he meets a variety of people, some of whom he connects with, but none of whom he feels truly comfortable with. He is ultimately unable to find the acceptance and understanding he is looking for, and his journey to New York City serves as a symbol of his search for a place to belong. Holden's journey to New York City is a major plot point in the novel, as it serves to illustrate his struggle to find a place where he can feel accepted and understood. His journey is a metaphor for his search for a place to belong, and his inability to find it. Through his journey, Holden learns more about himself and the world around him, and ultimately comes to terms with his own loneliness and isolation. Main idea number 8. Holden's interactions with adults are important to the story. Holden's interactions with adults are important to the story, as they help him to understand the world around him and his place in it. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel valued, but is unable to find it. Holden's interactions with adults are important to the story, as they provide him with a glimpse into the world of adulthood. Through his interactions with adults, Holden is able to gain insight into the expectations and responsibilities of adulthood, as well as the consequences of his own actions. He is also able to gain a better understanding of the people around him, and how they view him. Holden's interactions with adults also help him to understand his own feelings and emotions. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel valued, but is unable to find it. Through his interactions with adults, Holden is able to gain a better understanding of himself and his place in the world. He is able to gain a better understanding of his own emotions and how to express them. Holden's interactions with adults are also important to the story because they provide him with a sense of guidance and support. He is able to gain a better understanding of the world around him and how to navigate it. Through his interactions with adults, Holden is able to gain a better understanding of the expectations and responsibilities of adulthood, as well as the consequences of his own actions. Overall, Holden's interactions with adults are important to the story because they provide him with a better understanding of the world around him and his place in it. They also provide him with a sense of guidance and support, as well as a better understanding of his own emotions and how to express them. Through his interactions with adults, Holden is able to gain a better understanding of himself and his place in the world. Main idea number 9. Holden's relationship with his family is a major theme of the novel. As he struggles to understand his place in the world and his relationship with his parents. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel loved, but is unable to find it. Holden's relationship with his family is a major theme of the novel. Throughout the story, Holden is constantly trying to make sense of his place in the world and his relationship with his parents. He is desperate for love and acceptance, but is unable to find it. Holden's parents are distant and uninvolved in his life, leaving him feeling isolated and alone. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel loved, but is unable to find it. This struggle to find a place in the world and to be accepted by his family is a major theme of the novel. Holden's relationships with his siblings are also explored in the novel. He is protective of his younger sister Phoebe, and is often frustrated by his older brother D.B.'s decision to become a Hollywood screenwriter. Holden's relationships with his siblings are complex and often strained, but he still loves them deeply. His relationships with his siblings are a major part of his journey to find acceptance and understanding. Holden's relationship with his family is a major theme of the novel, as he struggles to understand his place in the world and his relationship with his parents. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel loved, but is unable to find it. Through his relationships with his family, Holden is able to gain a better understanding of himself and his place in the world. Main idea number 10. Holden's use of humor is an important part of the novel. As it reflects his inner turmoil and his struggles to make sense of the world around him. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel appreciated, but is unable to find it. Holden's use of humor is an important part of the novel. It reflects his inner turmoil and his struggles to make sense of the world around him. He is constantly searching for something to make him feel appreciated, but is unable to find it. His humor is often dark and sarcastic, and it serves as a coping mechanism for his feelings of alienation and loneliness. He uses it to deflect from his own insecurities and to make light of the situations he finds himself in. It is a way for him to express his feelings without having to confront them directly. Holden's humor is also a way for him to connect with other people. He often uses it to break the ice and to make people laugh. He is able to find a common ground with others through his humor, and it helps him to build relationships. His humor is a way for him to express his true feelings without having to be too vulnerable. It is a way for him to connect with the world around him, even if it is only on a superficial level. Holden's use of humor is an important part of the novel, as it reflects his inner turmoil and his struggles to make sense of the world around him. It is a way for him to cope with his feelings of alienation and loneliness, and to connect with others. It is a way for him to express his true feelings without having to be too vulnerable. Through his humor, Holden is able to find a common ground with others and to make light of the situations he finds himself in.